From the heart of Michigan, the greatest state in America, in the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know. Number three, agribusiness being targeted by the climate change crusaders who are making the farmers and ranchers the new villains in their civil war against civil society. Expect the war on barbecue, beef, and campfires to continue until they can extinguish everything you hold dear. Number two, the governor and legislature working hard to avoid a shutdown of state government. They may have a short-term deal in the works, but nothing final so far. And number one, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission has stuck with its decision to keep the direction and the director in place. Despite the admissions of inappropriate behavior on numerous occasions with women, the commission also snubbed Governor Whitmer altogether, who demanded details on the whole mess. Well, she's not going to get it. She's not going to get it. You know, this governor, not treated particularly well, in my estimation. Not by her attorney general, not by the Civil Rights Commission. What's going on? Has everybody gone rogue? Has everybody gone wild? Kind of feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, if nobody's going to listen to the governor, what is she going to do about it? And part of this is from an MLive article that I'll pull up some pieces from. But the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, in a letter to the governor, stuck by its decision to retain Civil Rights Director Augustin Arbeloo, declining to provide her additional information she requested about how the decision was made. The commission earlier this month announced it had decided to reprimand the director after he was accused of objectifying women, but apparently it was much worse than that. Governor Whitmer, in a letter to the commission, expressed concerns about his ability to continue to be in charge of that department. She wanted detailed explanations of what had gone on and how they got to their decision and why, in the Me Too era, he was allowed to slide. Why was he allowed to skate? Alma Wheeler Smith, the chair of the MCRC, saying, hey, there's not a recording. It was a closed session, nothing to share. And while the commission was troubled by the director's actions and response, Wheeler Smith said they ultimately chose to try restorative justice instead of being excessively punitive. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine if this was a person from a different political party and a different political situation? Can you imagine what the blowback would be if a person had conducted themselves in this fashion and the allegations are objectifying women and more? What would have happened? What would have happened to somebody from a different political party? Just consider that for a moment. Meanwhile, Whitmer has the challenge before her. She's trying to come to a conclusion with Republican lawmakers so they can avoid a state government shutdown. And she says that Republican leaders are desperate to avoid that shutdown and that she may put forth an idea of a stopgap measure for funding as long as she believes there's good faith negotiations going on when it comes to fixing the damn roads. Now, fixing the damn roads is obviously critically important. It's what she ran on, but so far has not been able to get, if you don't mind my pun, getting much traction on it. Her first proposal, a 45-cent increase in the gas tax, was a non-starter. And so far, we have not found a conclusion to the conversation, so we'll keep that keep that in front of folks. Meanwhile, the governor also proclaiming all this governor news, proclaiming Immunization Awareness Month. Governor Whitmer issued a proclamation declaring August as Immunization Awareness Month. As governor, keeping Michiganders healthy and safe is my number one priority, said Whitmer. Michigan is 29th in the nation for vaccine coverage, and I know we can do better. I encourage every Michigander to take this time to educate themselves on the importance of immunizations, to protect our overall public health and keep our families safe. Vaccines have greatly reduced the prevalence of infectious diseases throughout the U.S. Currently, the U.S. has the safest vaccine supply in history. However, vaccine-preventable disease still circulate in Michigan, and as of 2017, only 69.9% of children between 19 and 35 months were up to date on their recommended vaccines. Michigan also recently experienced its largest hepatitis A outbreak ever, and in 2018 had the highest number of confirmed measles cases in the state since 1994. I'm sure she'll get some blowback on this. She'll get some pushback. Make no mistake. Gretchen Whitmer will get some pushback on this. The goal of Immunization Awareness Month is to educate the public on the safety of vaccines and ensure Michigan residents are up to date on their vaccinations in order to prevent the continued spread of contagious and preventable disease. You can find out more at the governor's website. She's not going to win many friends in a lot of circles with that, now is she? I happen to support her on that measure. I believe that immunizations are proper and have helped reduce the spread of infectious disease and been a benefit to modern society in general. But I know when I say those things, some of you get all fired up. Well, so be it. It's still what I believe. Too much research, too much science behind it to ignore it. So I'm going to go ahead and go with that if it's all the same to you. I'm going to go ahead and go with that, and hopefully you'll be all right with it. One more thing, and here's something that, you know, we still don't know where they came from. But more and more mountain lions are being photographed in Michigan. A cougar photographed in the UP on a trail camera in Gogebic County. It's the 39th confirmed report since 2008. The picture was taken in July, early July, north of Ironwood. Of course, that's way, way on the far west end of the Upper Peninsula. It's very close to where cougars have been documented on a deer movement study trail camera just last year. That came from Cody Norton from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. His job is a large carnivore specialist with the Bear and Wolf program with the DNR. A DNR wildlife biologist has been in the area doing some studies, and the image was reviewed and verified by the DNR's cougar team. In fact, I saw the picture online. It's the real thing. So the DNR are now confirming 39 cougar reports, with all but one of those occurring in the UP. In some cases, these reports may include multiple sightings of the same cat. Doesn't mean there's 39 individuals. It means there's 39 pictures. Could be the same cat. No conclusive evidence of Michigan breeding population of mountain lions. In Michigan, they're considered an endangered species and protected by law. So there you go. An average of 3 confirmed reports each of the last 12 years. There you have it. It's 14 after. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the Wildlife Federation of the Great Lakes and Asian carp, from one bit of wildlife to the next. And the Asian carp brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.